come and hear the God of this world. I certainly hope, dear friend, that your revival or church meeting announcement doesn't contain any such invitation. I'm fearful, though, that in too many instances in churches and meetings around this country, on television, and around the world, the message being taught and preached is in one way or another associated with the God of this world. The God of this world has a name. His name is Lucifer. He's also called Satan and the devil. He is the adversary of Almighty God and opposes the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, tooth and toenail. He's hell-bent on blinding the minds of people all over the world to the truth of the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ, according to the Apostle Paul, is the power of God in this age in which we live. The message Paul preached, and the one I'd like for you to receive and believe, is that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing, not counting their trespasses unto them. The reason God doesn't impute our trespasses unto us is because 2,000 years ago at Calvary, he imputed them unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4. I'm glad I can say with the Apostle Paul, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it, the gospel of Christ, is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who will believe it. It's by grace that you're saved, through faith, in the finished work of Christ, and that not of yourself. It's the gift of God. It's not of works, Paul says, lest any man should boast. In other words, my friend, there's nothing on earth you can do to save yourself, and once you are saved, there's nothing on earth you can do to keep yourself saved. Your salvation is based upon the finished work of Christ alone, and he alone gets or deserves the credit, the glory for it. If your pastor, teacher, or preacher teaches you any other gospel than this gospel, or any other Jesus than this Jesus, then the Holy Bible says that he is accursed. If your teacher is teaching you that your sins are imputed to you, then he's making the Word of God a liar. The Bible clearly states that God made him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us. Him who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Think about it. Having the absolute righteousness of the only, holy, and almighty God put to your account as a free gift. From purely human viewpoint, it sounds too good to be true, but the wonderful truth of the gospel is that it's absolutely and eternally true. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians that those of us who placed our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior have all been baptized into the body of Christ by the Spirit. Now, this has nothing to do with getting wet. It has to do with the work of the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells you that you receive the Spirit by the hearing of faith, Galatians 3 and 2. Jesus Christ said, "My words are spirit and they are life." So it's very clear that if you hold as true the words of the Spirit, then you have eternal life. The Apostle Paul called it the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. He said that the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. Therefore, if you believe the gospel, the fact that Christ died for your sins, all of them, past, present, and future, and that he was raised again for your justification, then you're saved. Think about it this way. God, in his infinite knowledge, already knew the exact time, place, and circumstances of your birth, life, and your death, and everything in between. In his foreknowledge, he also knew that on a certain day in your life, you would hear this gospel message and believe it from your heart. On that basis, before you were ever born and before you had ever done anything in your life, good or bad, Christ died for your sins. All of your sins were placed on Jesus Christ in A.D. 33. But the beautiful part is that he was raised from the dead for your justification. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is the very proof that all of your sins have already been forgiven by Almighty God. Since all of your sins were on Christ when he died, God made him to be sin for us. The very fact that Christ was raised from the dead is the proof that your sins stayed buried, and that when Jesus Christ arose from the dead, you too arose with him, a new man in Christ. Paul points out that all believers, by baptism, by identification, were crucified with Christ, buried with him, and rose with him. But not only that, all believers also ascended with him and are at this very moment seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, judicially and spiritually, this is true. God no longer sees us in these pitiful, vile human bodies with all of our weaknesses, but rather he sees us in Christ. God doesn't look upon your work nor your works for your salvation, but he looks upon the finished work of Christ. It's a done deal. Jesus Christ died for your sins. He has forgiven you all trespasses. All includes everything and excludes nothing, past, present, nor future. In Christ, you're a new creature by the finished work of Christ. Receive it. Believe it. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Don't trust in yourself. Trust him. He did the work. It's finished. Trust Jesus Christ and have eternal life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. And on that note, it's well worth mentioning that it doesn't matter how you feel about it. I might ask you if you feel like 2 plus 2 equals 4. You'd reply, of course I do. And I might say, well, what if you didn't feel like 2 plus 2 equals 4? It wouldn't make 1 ounce of difference in the facts, now would it? The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. There's not a single place in the Holy Bible that says, feel on the Lord Jesus Christ, for any reason. Your salvation is not based on feelings, it's based on facts. And what are the facts? 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you've received, and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. You don't have to go anywhere, do anything, say anything, kneel down, fall down, stand up, bawl, squall, holler or plead, get to the big crusade somewhere, have some charismatic preacher with a great following bop you on the head, get in a foot tub, hot tub, pool, pond, or creek, but you must believe. Just simply claim Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and rest in the finished work of Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.